This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
I'm here with Mia Hansen, Executive Director and Founder of Southern Arizona Adaptive Sports. Thanks for being here, Mia. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Thank you for having me. Yes, SAS, as we're known, Southern Arizona Adaptive Sports, started about 5 years ago to serve our community here in Tucson of people living with physical disabilities. And we serve people by offering opportunities to get out and be active, which includes cycling and wheelchair basketball, wheelchair tennis, and lots of other fun stuff.
Can you speak a bit about adaptive cycling and the equipment that you have available?
We have the only collection that I know of in all of Southern Arizona of what we call hand cycles. So these are hand pedaled, and it's a three-wheel bike. So it's like a recumbent sitting down low, and two wheels in the back, one in the front, sometimes reversed, and you're cranking with your arms. So you've got both hands in tandem going around to power you. These are really helpful for people who don't have the use of their limbs, for example, or who might have weakness in their lower legs, people with paralysis, people with limb loss. We've got about 25 of these hand cycles now. It's great. And what we do is we let people loan them out and try them so they can get hooked on it. You know, it's not easy to go out there and find one of these. You can't. You can't really rent one at the local bike shop. We're the only place that you can get them. And we loan them to people for free. Of course, we're happy to accept a donation if they'd like to, since we are a nonprofit. But we really want to remove any barriers to participation. Oftentimes, expense is a big barrier. These hand cycles can cost anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000. So it's a big jump to go in and buy one right away. So people can contact us and they can loan a hand cycle or a recumbent foot pedal trike. Many of you might have seen these out on the streets or on the loop. And here you're pedaling with your feet, but you're laid back and you're sitting down, so you don't have any balance issues to worry about. Great for people who are recovering from, let's say, stroke or from weakness on one side or the other. And again, we've decided to reduce the barriers, so we loan them for free. All we ask is that people, consider making a small contribution, let's say to buy tubes or tires, but that's not even necessary. And oftentimes we find that once people get involved with us, they really get involved and they stick with us. In fact, this year, we're in our second year of recruiting riders for the El Tour de Tucson. And we're going to have one of the largest adaptive groups. So anybody who's riding a hand cycle or a recumbent trike or wants to can join us. Or if you're riding just a regular old two-wheel bike, you can join us and ride for Southern Arizona Adaptive Sports in El Tour, which some of our riders did the 100-miler last year. A lot of us did the 28, but even at that, it's pretty intense to do 28 miles with your arms.
How can folks find you if they want to rent equipment or donate equipment? Or
yeah, we're on the web. Our website is soazadaptivesports.org. And people can call me. I pick up my phone at 520-370-0588. And call me, text me. My name is Mia. We will start up our group rides again in the fall when it cools down a little bit, where we'll go out and bring our adaptive bikes out so people can get on them and try them. They can push their wheelchair, they can get on a bus, and then they can get into one of these things and really, really see the freedom that it gives folks. A lot of times people who have been newly injured or have had a disability for a long time, you know, don't imagine themselves getting out and going fast and having the wind blow through your hair again, and that's really freeing to be able to do that again. So we're happy to provide that opportunity. One more thing we do is we've opened up a wheelchair refurbishing program, so we accept donations of gently used or roughly used wheelchairs, any type, manual chairs, power chairs, scooters. We take them, we fix them up and clean them up and give them back out to people in need. People who don't have insurance, people who are underinsured, insurance has denied you what you need. This is really important because this is talking about mobility and justice and independence, right? So it goes right along with Living Streets Alliance and the idea of getting more people mobile, getting them out there with the kind of mobility device they need. So if anyone has a donated wheelchair laying around they're not using and wants to donate it, we'd be happy to accept it, and they can just reach out to me. Again, my phone number is 520-370-0588. Love to talk to you if you've got a donation.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you.
Pedaling the Pueblo is brought to you by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.